The race to replace Boris Johnson is heating up, with as many as 11 candidates declaring their interest in the leadership for the Conservative Party. The nominations to be the new leader will formally be open later today, and the first eliminations are set to occur. Andrew Hillinger has more.
When Prime Minister Boris Johnson finally agreed to step down as a Conservative Party leader on Thursday, there were initial fears from both the public and members in his party that the PM would still be in the role as an interim until October. These concerns seem to be disappearing, though, after the Conservative Party's committees of legislators finalised the process for the selection of the new leader. This process will begin on Tuesday, when candidates put themselves forward as a contender for the leadership. These contenders will need 20 MP backers and will also have to survive the first round of eliminations, as candidates with less than 30 votes will be eliminated. When speaking to the BBC, former Tech and Culture Minister Ed Vasey said that Brexit will play a role in the election of the Tory leader.
And the only person who can lead the Conservative Party at the moment for the foreseeable future is somebody who was an original Brexiteer. That's just a fact. I happen to be a Remainer. I think Brexit has been a disaster. I would love to vote for Remainer. But in reality, when the trouble starts with the Tory party, you need a Brexiteer at the helm.
The process for selecting the next PM has already gotten messy, with the Telegraph getting a hold of a private memo that was circulating around the Tories' MPs' WhatsApp groups. This dossier lays into one of the candidates, Rishi Sunak, accusing the favourite to replace Boris Johnson with reckless overspending and a commitment to big state economic policy. It also claims that he lied about his wife's tax status and that he committed schoolboy errors that led to the widespread fraud of the COVID loan scheme. When launching his leadership campaign, Sajid Javid mentioned that he was disappointed by these attack memos against his colleagues and urged for the party to come together.
And I'm sorry to say that, looking at some of the stories from the weekend press, it hasn't been a good start. Poisonous gossip and attack memos and allegations being thrown around. You know, some people say you have to play the game. And I refuse to accept that. This isn't the House of Cards or the Game of Thrones. And the people who are here, just because they enjoy the game, they're in the wrong place. This is a time for pulling together, not apart.
So far, there have been 11 candidates that have declared interest in the leadership. There is also speculation in the media that Home Secretary Priti Patel will join the 11 contenders in making a formal leadership bid. The favourite currently is Rishi Sunak, who stated that he will have a focus on the economy. He also ruled out tax cuts. Clement McIntyre is an Emeritus Professor in Politics at the University of Adelaide. He is currently in England and gave us some insight on the situation.
The names you mentioned, Nadeem Zahawi, the current Chancellor of the Exchequer, who replaced Rishi Sunak, Sajid Khan, who is was the Minister for Health, Rishi Sunak, his Foreign Secretary, and a couple of others have all been seen as plausible candidates. Now, they're appealing to different parts of the Conservative Party. Although Brexit is so-called done and dusted, there's no doubt that a candidate's Brexit credentials, how strongly they were in favour of Brexit, will be borne in mind when it comes to the voting. The positioning on tax is interesting at the moment. Britain's got a relatively high tax rate covering some of the costs of the pandemic. Rishi Sunak has said, look, that's just a realistic position. We need to pay the bills, whereas most of the other candidates have gone straight out and said we will cut taxes immediately, but not many of them have offered yet a suggestion on where the equivalent cuts in spending will be.
The selection process is set to end on September 5, when the new leader of the Tories and the next Prime Minister is announced. Until then, the whole of the UK will be watching and listening on what policies each leader brings.
Andrew Hillinger there, ending that report.